Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. You all look suspiciously dry. Why is that? Oh, there's a good, yeah, there you go.
Umbrella choice was good.
It's good. Good to see you. Had a good practice. Kind of fun out there in the rain. That was good. And guys worked hard. So day two in the books and get to work on day three. What questions do you have?
John, is there anything you tell your guys when you're practicing in the rain that, you know, wanting those conditions to mimic it, like if you have a game like that in real life?
Absolutely. It's a part of an opportunity when you get rain like this because, you know, you can't create rain when it's not raining. So we're going to play games in rain. We had numerous games in rain last year. So to get that work was a plus for us. I couldn't really say. Yes, he's still sick. Couldn't make it today.
Coach, can you tell us if Rashina Lee has some good match
today? Say it again.
Rashina Lee, can you tell us the progress of?
Right, Rashina Lee. I thought he had a really good day today. You know, he looked good, quick, made some catches, coming along nicely.
John, we saw you guys fall back there on Worley.
Well, yeah, Darryl Worley, veteran player, been here a long time. I think he's been a big part of the Ravens here since he got here. Physical presence in the back end, physical presence on special teams. Healthy now, you know, he got the tear that he had in the pec healed. And he was excited to get back. We're excited to have him back.
Coach, Nate Wiggins intercepted today. How quickly is he going to acclimate it to the team?
Right. Nate's been looking good, you know, working on technique. Again, only the second day. Nice play, great technique, nice and square in man coverage there. And made the pick. It was a nice play. He actually came running right back through the middle of the field, which you're supposed to not do that, but that was where I was standing, you know, and I was just happy that he didn't hit me and ran around, so that was nice. But he was coming very fast, very fast.
What have been your first impressions of Eddie Jackson?
Great demeanor, Eddie Jackson. Seems like he's picking up the defense. I mean, he's only been here for, a little over 24 hours or so, and he's And he didn't make any mistakes today that I saw. So, but he's going to be digging in that playbook really hard, and he looks good.
John, we're going to hear from Owe later. We saw Owe in the backfield a lot today. How has he looked to you, and what are you kind of looking for him this year?
He's looked very good. Adafe's looked very good, and I'm hoping that he has, I guess you'd call it a breakout year, you know, if you want to call it that. Make those plays in the quarterback. He had a lot of pressures last year. You know, take it to the next level and go ahead and get the guy and get the quarterback on the ground. Probably, I'm sure he wants to do that, and then just continue to be an explosive player. Really unique skill set. I mean, he can really move and run around and be disruptive. So that's what I'm hoping for, and expecting.
I know you're ramping up, but when you don't have Lamar at the beginning, do you change anything schedule-wise or what you're trying to do?
We don't. You know, we just stay right on schedule, and he'll merge in when he gets here. You know, and. And that's what you do with anybody, really, in that situation.
Obviously, difficult conditions today for throwing the ball, and your defense is very active in making plays. But are there specific strides for the quarterback behind Lamar that you'd like to see by the time camp ends to be short out there?
Certainly. I mean, you know, you want your quarterbacks behind your starting quarterback to be prepared to play. You know, to be prepared to go in there and win for you and play starting quarterback level football. You know, they're not going to play like the starter. They're going to play their way, but you want them to be ready to do that, have command of the offense, and be ready to win for you.
John, when you're talking to Derrick Henry also today, and you've had so many battles with him over the years, and mm-hmm. you've seen him on the field. Yeah. Have you learned anything since he actually, you know, been on the same team together? Anything that you've kind of stood out to you?
Yeah, I guess the main thing that stood out is like just what a great guy he is, what a hard worker, what a pro. You know, he's so diligent, great shape, and diligent about every play, everything he does. You know, you can see why he's been so successful.
John, we've seen Arthur Millette, Kyle Hamilton, both making impact plays from the nickel. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're both getting kind of moved around on the field today. Mm-hmm. Is there a value to having both of them on the field at the same time? Is that something you're trying to create and make a setup for?
Well, certainly. I mean, what you'll see is personnel groups with different guys in different spots. So, you know, the basic personnel group and with Arthur at nickel is a group, you know. And then you've got a group with Marlon at nickel. You know, you've got a group with Kyle down there in that spot. Kyle could be over at the dime. So I think that's the beauty of where you have an opportunity to do, and a lot of guys to play at a starter level and to be on the field, mix it up a little bit and create problems for offenses.
John, Rashad had some nice catches out there today. Mm-hmm. Is that a case of sort of, I realize it's practice and so forth, but a case of sort of success breeding more success and confidence with
him? I think that's true, right? You know, it's like all of us, you know, you do some good things and more good things seem to come, hopefully. But Rashad's been working to make plays. To see him come out here and make those catches, those are great catches, you know, traffic catches. One catch he plucked off the ground there. So I was excited. Everybody was fired up about it. But that's what we expect from Rashad Bateman. He's expected to be a top receiver in the league for us. You know, that's what we're planning on. So to see him true to form today was nice to see. All set? Great. Thanks.